Four employees of the Small Business Administration blew the whistle on a list of behaviors that they believe are inappropriate, possibly illegal. Now the four employees claim senior officials have retaliated against them, and they say the retaliation just part of a hostile work environment. And they've been going on for about that, and it's been going on for about 4 years. Federal News Radio's Jason Miller investigated the matter in part one of his series, Discouraged and Disrespected at SBA. He gets details from the first of the four SBA employees making these claims.
Carla Saunders has more than 25 years of experience running agency training programs. She's a GS-15. She's held senior management positions at SBA, the Labor Department, and the IRS. In 2008, she found herself turkey farmed for the first time. She was involuntarily moved to the role of senior advisor in the Office of Entrepreneurial Development.
I would sit and read materials. I would ask for work repeatedly. At one point in time, I went to the deputy director and said, I have nothing to do. And she says, oh, I've got to find something for you to do.
She says she tried to make the best of it.
We came up with one assignment that I was able to successfully complete. But overall, it was a very demeaning, wasteful experience.
It then happened a second time. SBA moved Saunders to the Office of Faith-Based Initiatives, again, a place where she had no previous experience.
I had just been in that position, I guess, for about a couple of months. I got a call to meet with Mr. Eugene Cornelius, and he was another senior executive in another program office called the Office of Field Operations. And Mr. Cornelius asked me if I wanted to be reassigned to work for him. So now I've been on two details with no meaningful work, forced to be reassigned to a position I had no experience in and no background at all in. And now I'm being asked by another senior executive to be reassigned into another position. I emailed him and I said, Mr. Cornelius, I respectfully decline this offer for this position.
She says she was not qualified and calls it another created position. Saunders says she understands that agency managers have the right to create new positions and ask employees to fill them, but she doesn't think that was the intent of the decision made by SBA managers.
If you're going to create a position, there should be some justification as the need for that position to exist, and you would want the best person in the position to perform the work, to get the people's work done, which is serving America's small businesses.
SBA's decision to shift her from position to position came after Saunders testified on behalf of another colleague at SBA about management mistreatment of employees. Saunders says it was because she stood up for her colleague that her managers have continually retaliated against her for 3 years. SBA spokesman Jonathan Swain answered questions in an email. He says it's against agency policy to discuss specific personnel issues. Swain says SBA does not believe there is widespread retaliation against employees or whistleblowers. But Saunders is not alone. Three other SBA employees also say they are experiencing retaliation from SBA management for blowing the whistle on alleged contracting and human resources fraud. More on them later. Saunders' attorney, Vincent Malahi, calls her situation among the worst he's seen in 13 years practicing federal employment law.
This agency just doesn't get it. They've taken my client out of her position. They did not voluntarily put her back in the position. They just kept moving her around. And then when OSC ordered the agency to put her back, basically they gutted the position. So it's an agency that's allowing these discriminatory and retaliatory actions to continue in a systemic way and needs some swift and decisive action.
Saunders says she tried to resolve the situation through the appropriate steps. She sent letters to current SBA Administrator Karen Mills and to past administrators, and she sought help from other senior agency officials. Each time, she received a limited response, and her situation appeared to worsen. Saunders says the tipping point came when former SBA Chief Human Capital Officer Napoleon Avery and former Deputy Chico Annie Spizak removed her from her job as Director of Training. Saunders says she reapplied for her job. Even though she was told she scored a perfect ranking, Saunders says Avery and Spizak told the hiring manager not to interview her.
I sent Administrator Mills a request for intervention, and I spelled out all the things that had happened to me. She referred my request to her general counsel, Sarah Lipscomb. And Ms. Lipscomb and another attorney, Monique Fortenberry, met with me, and we were told that the administrator had put a stay on the position until they could determine exactly what happened and what circumstances I had been removed from the position.
Lipscomb and Fortenberry asked for 6 months to investigate and referred the complaint to the Office of Special Counsel. Saunders says OSE did not do an investigation, and she never heard back from Lipscomb or Fortenberry. Eventually, Saunders filed a personal complaint with OSC, which made the determination in her favor. But that didn't stop the retaliation.
I was illegally removed from my position, and the agency had agreed to return me to my original position. While I have returned to the Office of Human Capital Management, given the title Chief Training and Development Division, there continues to be discrimination and retaliation against me. I have no staff and no budget.
She adds that current SBA Chico Mahoney even developed a draft training strategy without her input.
I submitted an email to Mr. Mahoney with a copy of this draft training program, and he ignored it. He did not respond.
So far, Saunders' request for a meeting with Mahoney hasn't materialized. She says Mahoney also is delaying the hiring of her new staff in the HR training office. Saunders found 3 qualified GS-12 and GS-13 candidates last October. She still is waiting for Mahoney to conduct the follow-up interviews he requested. SBA spokesman Jonathan Swain says Administrator Mills has taken steps across the agency to strengthen management and oversight of all SBA operations. He says Mills and Deputy Administrator Marie Johns have an open-door policy when it comes to concerns and issues employees may have and are committed to addressing those concerns and issues promptly and appropriately. But SBA's problems go beyond personal conflicts. Deborah Roth is a partner with the law firm of Shaw, Bransford & Roth, and a federal HR expert. They also produce the Fed Talk radio program on the station. She says the fact that OSC took Saunders' case to investigation is a sign that there's enough evidence against SBA to demonstrate a violation. Roth says OSC only looks at the serious types of personnel complaints.
Disciplinary actions, reprimands, suspensions, demotions, removals. Non-disciplinary actions, field punitive reassignments, geographic reassignments, and performance ratings. And that's the bread and butter of what people complain about in whistleblower reprisal complaints.
The OSC referred less than 12% of the 2,500 complaints it received to investigations and prosecutions in 2009.
Joining me is Federal News Radio's Jason Miller. Jason, what's the what did SBA have to say about this? Did they respond?
They did respond. I sent them about 15 questions. I'd have to go back and look and see, but they only would respond by email. And only I asked them to go. Would you read the emails at least so I could have some audio of you? Because and I said this. I said otherwise it's gonna be very one sided, one person's voice and then my voice. And they said no. General counsel suggested that we just stick to these email responses. And, you know, their response was, listen, we don't believe there's problems happening. Now, they didn't put a blanket on it and say we're perfect, but by no means. But they said that, you know, we believe that Administrator Mills, Karen Mills, has no stomach, if you will, for waste, fraud, abuse, mismanagement. She's trying to root it out. She says, you know, they've come back out and said, you know, for instance, we're trying to strengthen oversight and strengthen management. I think like every agency, they would probably tell me if I could actually have them on the record, you know, for talk to them face to face instead of just going the email route. They'd say, listen, we have problems, probably sure, but no different than every other agency. But, you know, what this series is showing, I think, in some respects, and I, you know, the listeners and readers can make their own judgments, is that it's not just one person. It's a bigger problem than just one person.
And this is, I think, you know, when we talk about SAVE awards or things like that, oftentimes if you speak up about what you believe are problems in an organization, it can be difficult.
And I would agree with you, and I think that's why people so often don't want to do that. We talked on Friday how everyone says, oh, you're a journalist, you should dig.
Right.
Okay, be my source. No, I can't be your source.
Right.
Because they again, it's that fear.
Right, yeah, absolutely. What do you got coming up tomorrow?
Tomorrow's part 2. We're going to focus on the other 3 SBA employees, specifically Diane Sellers, who I'm trying to track down some more information about that's just happening right now. I've been told by Carlos Saunders that there's been some changes to Diane's position. I'm trying to confirm that. No, but we're also going to hear from Ethel Matthews, who works in the Chief Information Officer's office, and Stevie Gray, who also works in the HR area, and some of the things they say they're facing in terms of retaliation from SBA. And then we'll have some other things later this week.
And the series goes until Thursday, so we'll have much more for you, and you can.